I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. No one wants the city of Hartford to declare bankruptcy. Still, it's an option that, given the depth of the capital city's financial distress, is on the table. But should the city eventually decide that bankruptcy is the only viable option, it would first have to get the governor's consent. It's been 25 years since another city, Bridgeport, filed for bankruptcy against the wishes of state government, and 25 years since a federal bankruptcy judge rejected the move. But the event itself cost a lot of money, and was something state leaders at the time wanted to avoid repeating. Stan Twardy was chief of staff to then-independent Governor Lowell Weicker.
One city goes bankrupt, then another city. You know, the ratings not only for the various cities go down because, you know, the cities are involved in underwriting debt and standing by that, but it then also falls upon the state, too. So there's it's a sort of a domino effect with the bankruptcy of a city throughout the region and ultimately the state.
So not long after, the state passed a law mandating that no town could do what Bridgeport did and go it alone. The result was to mandate the governor's consent. Twardy says that still makes sense.
There was a concern. Indeed, there were other towns that indicated they were going to file bankruptcy because that was the easier way out, you know, for towns to do so than to really make the tough decisions you need to do.
Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin has repeatedly made the case that the city's structural financial problems will need a major state fix. Absent that, he says, all options, including bankruptcy, are possible. Kevin Maloney is a spokesman for the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities. He says that a Hartford bankruptcy would be a bad option.
That can be, you know, a rather strong black mark on that city, the Connecticut economy overall.
Bronin declined to talk about the process of getting the governor's consent. In a statement, the office of Governor Daniel Malloy said that he and Hartford officials have had a number of productive conversations about the city's finances and viable paths forward. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.